This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Hello. You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red.
It was announced this week that there's a new movie that'll be starting production called Hustlers, starring Jennifer Lopez and featuring Cardi B.
Oh!
In her feature debut. Also in the movie, Constance Wu, who was in Crazy Rich Asians, Lily Reinhart, Kiki Palmer, Julia Stiles, and Oscar winner Mercedes, is it Mercedes Rule?
Yeah. Remember Julia Stiles?
Oh, yeah.
And apparently this movie is going to be based on a New Yorker magazine article which follows a crew of savvy former strip club employees who band together to turn the tables on their Wall Street clients.
So it's a true story?
It's based on an article.
True story.
Oh, God. Okay.
I got a problem with this. I got a big problem with this.
What?
I liked A Star Is Born. I thought it was a good film. I thought Lady Gaga was great in it. And I'm now pissed at Lady Gaga and mad at that film because it apparently has opened the floodgate to any singer, pop star, whatever you want to call them, to think that they can start acting.
Well, what if
it's
they
not
can?
No, they can't. They can't. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Okay.
That's you.
This has happened always. Beyonce, Whitney Houston, Janet Jackson.
Whitney Houston
Cher.
Did one movie. We can't say that was a trend. And what
I
was the
what
Beyonce?
Cardi B only does
what was the Beyonce movie? Gold Member?
Dream Girls?
Oh, Dream Girls. That doesn't count. That was a musical
Madonna,
movie.
Will Smith, LL okay, well, Cool J.
Will Smith is an auteur. He gets a pass. Second of all, LL Cool J, how dare you?
LL Cool J is
you're
in
making
all
my point. LL Cool J, as in the guy who played the chef in Deep Blue Sea.
As in the guy who is on NCIS.
I don't know what that means.
Well, he's been on for a long time.
On what?
NCIS.
That's not a real show.
It's NCICSI.
I do like Ice-T.
Ice-T!
He's on Law & Order. He's a really good actor.
Is he a good actor?
Yeah.
Is he?
He's very street.
Yeah.
Ice Cube is a better actor than Ice-T.
He knows how to talk to those criminals.
My point is this.
Okay. It seems like the floodgates have already been opened.
It's too soon. We can't have. Maybe it's just more around the fact that I don't want J-Lo in more movies. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay, then you know what? Take that out. Don't take that out on Cardi.
Was J-Lo a singer first or was she an actress?
She was an actress first.
A
lot of people
right.
don't know that she did dancing, then acting, then singing.
Yeah. Okay.
She
but that's okay.
She was in an Oliver Stone movie called U-Turn. She gets naked in it too. And a lot of people never saw it. And then I remember thinking, like, wow, who is this? Why is this actor singing now? It's like Haley Steinfeld. Anyway, for some reason, when it goes the other way,
it's even worse.
It's even worse when you're an actor and then you're just like, I'm going to sing now.
Mariah Carey.
How about
what movie was Mariah Carey in?
Glitter?
Where she played herself?
She was in a couple of movies.
What was the other one?
Glitter 2?
Okay.
What about
Electric
Nicole
Boogaloo?
Kidman?
Huh?
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman's not a singer.
She sang in Moulin Rouge.
That doesn't count.
Oh,
if you sing for a musical movie, that's like saying Russell Crowe's a pop star because he sang in Les Mis or Hugh Jackman.
I don't know what the rules are.
I'll tell you what the rules are.
Okay, but doesn't it make sense that since Cardi B is a former stripper and she's playing a former strip club employee in this movie, don't you think that there's some parallels here?
I mean,
that maybe makes
the
most sense for her to be in this movie more than anybody?
Perfect for the role.
Okay, maybe she is perfect for the role, and I do find her very funny when I do see her on TV.
Okay.
But I'm saying let's space it out a little bit more. We just had A Star Is Born. We can't have all of a sudden every pop star lining up just because they want to be an actor.
Wasn't Rihanna just in Ocean's 11?
Who saw it? No one saw it. Kevin saw it. That was it.
Okay.
And I don't support Rihanna as an actor either.
Why? Because she was in Battleship?
How did you know about that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.